Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberator. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that's been on everyone's mind lately, why people are absolutely flocking to Sarasota, Florida. David, thanks so much for being here. This is a question I get asked all the time, and I know you've got some real insights on what's driving this migration.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so Sarasota has become this really interesting hotspot, and honestly, it's not just one thing. It's a perfect storm of factors that are bringing people down here. We're talking about the weather, the lifestyle, the real estate market dynamics, job opportunities. It's kind of the complete package right now.
Okay. So let me ask you this, because I think a lot of people assume it's just, oh, it's warm and there's beaches. But you're saying there's way more to it than that.
Exactly. I mean, yes, the weather is obviously a huge draw. No state income tax in Florida. Beautiful year-round climate. That's all true. But what's really interesting is the cultural shift we're seeing. Sarasota has this incredible arts and culture scene, amazing restaurants, golf communities, and it's attracting people from all walks of life. You've got retirees, young professionals, remote workers who can live anywhere now. It's become this really diverse community.
Oh, wow. I love that. So it's not just the stereotypical retirement destination anymore. Remote work has totally changed the game, right?
Absolutely. That's been a game changer. People realize they don't need to be in New York or California or wherever they were working. They can get a better quality of life, more space for their money, and still do their job. Sarasota offers that, plus the lifestyle component. You're not just getting a cheaper place to live. You're getting sunshine, beaches, culture, and a real community vibe.
Right, exactly. So from a real estate perspective, what does that mean? Are prices going crazy? What's the market looking like right now?
The market has definitely appreciated, especially over the last few years. But compared to some other Florida markets or major metros across the country, Sarasota still offers pretty good value. You can find everything from condos and townhomes to single-family homes and luxury estates. The diversity of the market means there's something for different budgets and lifestyles, which is part of why it appeals to so many different people.
So you're saying if someone's thinking about making a move, now's actually not a terrible time to look at Sarasota.
I think it's worth seriously considering. The fundamentals are strong. Population growth, economic development, quality of life. Plus you've got the tangible benefits, like no state income tax, which really adds up over time. The infrastructure is improving. There are more job opportunities popping up. It's not just a place you go to retire anymore.
That's really helpful context. You know what I think is so cool about what you're saying is that Sarasota has evolved. It's not stuck in one lane. It's got something for everybody, which is probably why we're seeing this migration happen across so many different demographics.
You nailed it. That's exactly what's happening. And I think that's going to continue. As more people discover it, as the job market grows, as the amenities keep expanding, you're going to see even more interest. It's becoming a real destination, not just a place people go when they're 65.
Well, this has been super helpful. David, thanks so much for breaking down what's really going on in Sarasota. If people want to learn more or connect with you about real estate opportunities down there, how can they find you?
They can reach out through my website, or just connect with me directly. I'm always happy to talk about what's happening in the Sarasota market and help people figure out if it's the right move for them.
Perfect. Well, thanks again for being here, David. This was great. And hey, if you're listening and you've been thinking about a move to Florida, hopefully this gave you some real insight into why Sarasota is becoming such a hot spot. Thanks for tuning in to my real estate podcast with David Liberator.